It's a Wheel of Love.
Here we go.
It's okay.
It's a Wheel of Love.
Chuck, I'm going to tune in to your flotation discussion on Hank FM.
Thank you, Maddie.
We encourage all to do so. It is Will It Float, as always, proudly brought to you by Gibson's Discount Center out of Weatherford. Cracker Barrel, still very much in the headlines and in our hearts. We have, straight from Cracker Barrel, it is the game that you play at the table while you're waiting. The Cracker Barrel Peg game, as they call it.
Huh? Yeah, now, stop it, Herschel.
Yeah, does this start arguments like Monopoly or tic-tac-toe?
I hope not, because they're sharp. I mean, they could be used as weapons, as most things back in the old time could be. I mean, it was a very dangerous world. Half the stuff on the walls at Cracker Barrels could injure somebody severely.
Yeah, you know, when it all comes down in the zombie apocalypse, that's where I want to be. I'm going to the Cracker Barrel. Plus, I'll take a handsaw.
There's a food source right there. There's barrels of crackers. Actually, they don't have crackers at all. But I picked up this, and so it is wood, so generally that floats, but we've also been stymied by that in the past, so.
Yeah, and it's got these little, like, golf tees in it.
It's a game that nobody has quite mastered fully, just like the peg game.
Well, they get the food out so fast, you don't have a whole lot of time to play.
Also, please put all sharp objects away for Will It Float. Okay, now you're a little concerned with the operations and the instructions and the ingredients.
So are we missing a peg, or is that how it starts?
No. There is an open spot there. All otherwise, you can't jump one from the other, because you have to. It's kind of like checkers.
Yeah.
It's oddly, the peg game from Cracker Barrel is more complex than Will It Float. We go to the lines. He is at a De Leon. He is Hank fan number 9. Welcome to Will It Float, Ronnie.
Yes, sir.
Very nice, Ronnie. And going up, she is Hank fan number 10 out of Joshua, Dorothy. Welcome to Will It Float, Dorothy. We've been in and out with Dorothy on this. I think
she's here. She's coming back.
Well, the cell phone towers are not exactly that prominent in the Joshua area.
Yeah, and I think she may be taking care of Herschel.
Ronnie, you are Hank fan number 9. You have first tips. What do you think it'll do? Float or sink?
I got to believe at least 60% of it'll float.
Float! Okay.
Oh, going
all right. And Dorothy, who's still on the line, I can visually see. She can probably hear us. Blink twice, Dorothy. There we go.
See, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And she's stuck, unfortunately, with the sink. But you never know. So, to the tank of transparency we go. And, of course, all Will It Float rules and stipulations. Whether you're on a Cracker Barrel front porch, or your back alley, or you're right here playing Will It Float. Once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do to decide a winner between Ronnie and Dorothy. Okay, the pegs are in the pegboard. By the way, the water is beautifully pristine and blue. It's got a blue hue to it this week from the Will It Float of last week, and I think that's still some of the Tidy Bowl.
Yeah, it's a pretty color, but...
Yeah. Does it remind you of being back...
You forgot the flush.
All right, in 3, 2... One, and down goes the pegboard in there. There it goes. Oh, and it's floating. It is floating fantastically, just like it is a life raft of sorts. It could be used as a flotation device to save maybe Uncle Herschel, because there is no doubt 100% when it comes to the pegboard game from Cracker Barrel. Well, their marketing campaign might sink like a rock, but the pegboard game floats valiantly, just like Uncle Herschel.
Huh?
Thank you.
Yes.
Congratulations, Ronnie out of De Leon.
Thank you.
Big revelation. Wood floats.
Look at you go.
Well, at least this week it did.
Maybe they'll give you your PhD from UTA.
You never know.
That's because we're over hump day. Now I can think.
Fantastically. Dorothy, whether or not we still have you, thank you ever so much for being a part of this right there. She's using
the old
antique telephone on the wall there that's used as a prop at Cracker Barrel. All right, there it is. When it comes down to it, Cracker Barrel pegboard game, we got a floater.